Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of flourishing. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 92 verse 12 says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." Hallelujah. You're welcome to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifuna. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. A humongous shout out to all our friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. You've been our most valuable player, our real MVPs. Yes, God richly bless you for your deliberate effort and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, you should come on board the flight to exceeding fruitfulness and multiplication. Click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after a short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Hallelujah. Amen. I win. A beautiful song by Marvin Sapp. I hope you were blessed by it. Amen. You're welcome back. And here's God's word for the sixth day in March 2024. You have what it takes to win perpetually. Hallelujah. The theme scripture is from Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago." Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful for life. We're grateful for a beautiful day that You have made, for waking us up into this day. And Lord, we thank You for Your word that You have sent to us today. We ask that You bless Your word in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. In the kingdom of God, faith-based knowledge is critical to making advancement in the realms of the spirit. In Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, God lamented, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." In other words, what you do not know can destroy you. In Psalms chapter 82 verses 5 to 7, Psalms 82 verses 5 to 7, God said, "They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But you shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes." Beloved, let me declare to you that you will not die like ordinary people, because you will soon get to find out that you are more than an ordinary human being. Amen. You are a child of God, born into the class of divinity, and hence what affects ordinary humans should not have any effect on you. Amen.
Unfortunately, many believers are still suffering the same things that those who do not know God suffer. And the reason is simple. Those believers do not know whose they are and who they are in Christ. Beloved, you are God's handiwork, carefully crafted by God and proof tested to survive and thrive under any condition. In our theme scripture, the Bible declares clearly that you are God's masterpiece because He recreated you anew in Christ Jesus with innate ability to do the good things that He, God, planned for you before He even formed you in your mother's womb. Beloved, never look down on yourself because you are a product of God's ingenuity, having His mark of ownership stamped on you and fully certified you to operate under every condition. You are built to last and function optimally at all times. Simply put, you have what it takes to win in this world. Don't allow the devil to deceive you into believing that you are less than who God has made you to be. For example, when Mercedes produce any model of Benz vehicle, they put their stamp of approval or logo on it, letting the world know that the vehicle is their certified product and they are willing to stand behind whatever they've advertised about its performance and durability. Similarly, you have God's stamp of ownership, letting the world know that you are His masterpiece, recreated in Christ Jesus, and certified to function optimally under every circumstance and condition. See yourself from God's viewing glass and accept that everything you need to function and flourish in every area of life has been deposited in you. If you allow this reasoning to become your perpetual consciousness, then you can be sure that you will continually win in life and nothing can stop you from going to the top. Amen. Shalom. Let us pray, believers. You may say after me, Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for being a faithful and reliable Father to me. I acknowledge all that you have deposited in my life, and I declare with confidence that I have what it takes to win at all times. Therefore, I bring under subjection everything and everyone designed to bring me down in life. In Jesus' name, and we all say, Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. Oh Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you've entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, we encourage you to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen.
Thank you so much, friends, brothers and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Todd Delaney singing Victory Belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex Afamifune. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
I know that we've been through some things, but declare it now. Say, oh. Oh. Doesn't matter what I used to be. Say this. They might have said that it was cancer. It doesn't matter. Oh. Guess who the victory belongs to? Victory.